Hi, my talk is about building about writing a GTK3 tutorial, more specifically a GTK3 tutorial for Python. But please look at this as a case study because it's what I did. But I think it has ideas that can be used in a lot of other experiences. So, new to GTK? Me too. I mean, I used to, 1 year ago, I was new. And I wanted to start. I wanted to learn. I knew a bit of Python, so I said, OK, let's start with Python. 2 years ago, the situation was this. There was the GTK3 reference manual, but see, long, lots of methods for each widget, and assume some knowledge. I was a beginner. There were many tutorials for GTK in Python, but GTK 2 outdated, and they were everywhere. There was the GTK 3 Python tutorial by Sebastian Pulster, very well done. Although at the time it was not complete, and it was not on gnome.org, and I think that's a bit of a drawback. There were video tutorials, but I think that a video tutorial is a bit hard to follow. You have to see a bit, watch a bit of the tutorial, then try to reproduce what was done in the tutorial, see if it works, then go back to the video, then try to reproduce the next step, and so on. So I don't think they are optimal. On the developer.gnome.org, there were the 10-minute tutorials, for examples, like image viewer. But if you were a complete beginner, they were a bit too much, I think. So here comes my project for OPW last summer. First of all, find a nice mentor. Done. Stefania Antopolsky. Very nice. Set a plan. It was already there, so far so good. Follow the plan. It didn't go exactly as planned, but we'll see that. Build something that does not need much maintenance. I was young and foolish. The final goal, it was something humble. One tutorial. On gnome.org, so you want to contribute to GNOME, you go to gnome.org and you find something. One tutorial that takes all that's good in all these tutorials that were there and makes them better. No, sorry, let's be nice. What happened? Theory is one thing, practice is another. We change our plan while it's working. So here's the story. First plan, which was a plan that was already there, and it was followed until last year. A collection of pages organized using class hierarchy. For each widget, one page. Sometimes a couple for the more tricky widget, like tree view or combo box. But generally, one widget, one page. One page, one widget. And each page had a picture of the example. So nice. Brief description of the what the widget does. The code that's used for writing the example. And some useful methods. Not all the methods, because it would have been too long. problem. An experienced programmer would have found it maybe a bit too easy. But most important, an absolute beginner would have found it too hard. Collection of pages. There's window and dialogue put together. So a beginner thinks, okay, I'll start with a window. That's good. I see dialogue near here. Let's try dialogue. Panic. They didn't even know how to add an image to the window, and they are faced with dialogue. Not good. So, second plan. Two ways to move through the material. This is an expert, and he moves through the material as he or she wants. Again, collection of pages, class hierarchy. You're an expert. You know what you want. You go there. This is a beginner. A beginner has a progression of pages. You start with a window, then you move to adding an image to that window, adding a label to the window, what else, and so on. Also, there were two types of pages, the widget pages, as before, and some theory pages. For instance, you want to add a button to a page. A recap on the ideas of signals and callbacks. It's a good thing, I think, but you do it before. This was the progression of the pages, more or less. An introduction, then windows, images and labels, grid and scrolling, because they don't need much prerequisites, buttons, status bar spinner, and three widgets, which are a bit more tricky. A text view, menus, dialogues, menus, with using GLADE as much as possible. Selectors, model view controller designs, combo box and text views, and reviews. And finally, a custom widget. Okay, again, too easy and too hard. If you're an expert, having just the useful methods is a bit too few things. And you don't need the theory pages. But if you are a beginner, again, you have the image of the widget, okay, that's what it is. A description of what it does, okay. And then this wall of code in which you crash. The code for the example was commented heavily. More or less it was one line of code, and before that, what the line was going to do. This was, in theory, a good thing for the newcomer, but okay, you have a window, the code is not much. You have a tree view, you have the code for a tree view. It's too long, you get lost in it. So, third plan. Promise the kitten, here it is. This plan was started in Brno this year, so it's new. There are the how do I's for super experts. They are for C, you're a super expert, you usually know C. And the idea is you already know almost everything, but you have heard of this new technology, this new thing, you want to know a bit more, You go there. There are snippets of code, not much. And you learn something. He's here, Ryan Lorty. He's the mind behind this. Then for experts, but not super experts, you have the API reference guy. Thank you to everyone working on GR.2. The 10 minutes tutorials are back. But I would postpone the work on these tutorials after concentrating on what I think is the most important thing. Tutorial for beginners, again. Again, a progression of pages, easier to harder. More theory pages than before. Don't give almost anything for granted. Better widget pages. What do I mean with a better widget page? Let's see. A picture of the example. And what the widget does. These two things are very important if you are a newcomer. You know what a window is. But do you know the difference? When you started, did you know the difference between a radio button and a toggle button? I didn't. So you have to explain very well. Then, and this is the most important thing maybe, a step-by-step guide on writing the code for the example. No more wall of code. You start with, we are going to do this. Add something. This is more or less what the videos did. But we are doing it not on a video, but on a page. So you can work. You can switch back and forth, but you don't have the passage of stopping the video. You can go through it at your pace, at ease. Useful methods, again. Only the useful methods. You're a beginner. You don't want to be overwhelmed by all the methods for a button. Exercises. Very useful. Very boring to write, but so useful. So, how much has been done? Not much, sorry. What is being done is here, for the general organization. Happy faces, come to documentation booth if you want to know more. And this is my pet, the beginner's tutorial. So what more? JavaScript tutorial, as I said. The Python, I know the Python part because it's what I've worked on. But this can be generalized. So JavaScript. Like Ford over there is taking care of that. And I think we should coordinate because you're a beginner again. Maybe you know Python and JavaScript, but you're not an expert in neither of them. So, maybe you read a bit of the Python page, a bit of the JavaScript page, combining them together, you understand it better. Same for C. If there are any volunteers for this, same for other libraries. Suggestions for priorities are very welcome. And what else? What follows are wild dreams for the future, for the distant future. So first I would like to have something more concrete, but there, something finished. Interactive exercises, Code Academy style. Wow. What would you like? Finally, where are we going to put all this? Developer.gnome.org, of course. Somewhere in help as well. I think that would be a good idea. You're a newcomer. I keep on saying this, but this is the whole point. Developer.gnome.org. Developer, me? Nah, that's something for the big guys. I want to start, I want to learn, but I'm not a developer yet. A link in the help section saying, would you like to contribute? Would you like to do something? Maybe a link to developer.gnome.org, but something that puts you at ease. It's a good idea, I think. Okay, I talked too quickly. I'm sorry. Here comes the end. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marta. Are there any questions? Do we have any? Yes.
So, when you say that you're going to have different tutorials for Python, JavaScript, and C, are they going to be like merged, the same steps of each tutorial in the same page, or are you going to have like different pages for each step? You know what I mean?
I think that we should keep the pages as similar as possible, but of course it's not possible to have the exact steps because of the differences between the languages. So same example would be a good idea. But of course, the passage, the step-by-step will be different.
And aren't you worried that if you have different pages for each tutorial, for each language, that it may get desynchronized or something like that?
I'm going to work on that. As I said, we are in the first steps, but yes, we talked with Meg about this.
How do we present the tutorials? What, for example, I was talking to Alan a lot about the way that Google organizes its API references, where you can sort of click between different languages.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
But he felt that it would make sense to keep the pages separate, as Marta is saying. But yeah, I think Alan does have some mock-ups for that.
And just another thing. I'm not sure if putting all this in the help would be useful at all. For a developer, I don't think that I would ever use the help. I would just go to DevHelp and maybe look in if there is any tutorial doc book somewhere. Instead of putting it in the help of the desktop, as a developer, I would go to DevHelp, which is this program with all the APIs,
yeah,
and browse for tutorials in there. I think that's what I would do.
Sort of like a secret text that if you
then maybe we should promote everyone to use it, though.
They were also talking about that with the GIF doc as well, the idea of having developer help that's specific, language specific. As well.
Well, one of the ideas is to having the accessible help. In some cases, it would be a really good idea with examples in languages, GTK 3 view, for example. Yeah, but you were talking about Code Academy. Has there been any thought of actually bringing it up with them?
No, it's, as I said, it's...
In the future.
In the future. I would like to have something done first, and then maybe change to that. And it's
okay.
Something in the future. But if somebody wants to do that, he or she is welcome. But I think that that is a second step. It would divert energies from what we need now.
Yeah. What's your opinion on the topic of having, you know, like a game or some application that's very, like, it's fully working, but then it's very easy to start hacking small things about it? Like, this was in the keynote on the second day about getting kids interested in programming by giving them an app that they can hack. I mean, maybe we could have something like this for the GNOME platform, like something sort of like the shell of an application that could be easily customized or extended in a lot of ways. Do you think that this could be an interesting idea?
Yes, I think that could be interesting. I think that this would fall under the 10 minutes tutorial part. So you already know some theory, and then you go back to that. Maybe not, it would be, I mean, I'm thinking about this now, but this could be a good idea, I think. Maybe it's just the way I learn. I think that you usually start with some theory, with the example, of course, not just theory, and then you build something. So it could be a good idea with maybe so the game example, tutorial, whatever. Yeah, whatever. With specified the prerequisites. So you have to be at least here in the tutorial. Like in the game, you say 6 class, 5 class, people, guys from this age forward. Yes. And okay, this could also be a challenge. You haven't done all the tutorial, the basic tutorial yet, and you try doing the game what you suggested without it. So you push yourself. If you don't know something, you go back to the tutorial. It could be a good idea. Yes, I think so. Even more than the 10 minutes tutorial. I mean, or combined with a 10 minutes tutorial.
But did you see Matthias's talk?
Yes, I did.
So.
Yes. I think that
Yeah, one of the things that happened in the last year was that the translators have this new thing called Deckard that basically gets the Glade or GK Builder UI file and renders it on a web page using the Broadway backend for GTK. And one of the things that could be useful to do would be to add that to do like Code Academy style, but not really. So you can basically just see the UI that you're tweaking and then adding stuff and maybe using JavaScript to connect to signals and do stuff like that. So that could be an interesting way to centralize this stuff without going full Code Academy. Yeah, fill in the blanks, exactly. That's one. Another thing is, something like literally small examples and then tweak this to do stuff. And for more complicated like topics like GTK tree view, assuming we don't kill it inside GTK itself soon, I think those are pretty complex to actually handle. So I don't know if we should just have like small tutorials for those kind of things.
Maybe an interesting idea for the GTK tree view example would be to do all the obnoxious, annoying work that you have to do to get one up and running, but leave the functions that provide the actual data empty. And then the connect the blank is to fill that in. And in doing so, it forces you to go in there and see how that's all set up. And then like even you could even copy and paste that into other programs or use that as a basis for starting your own or...
I don't know. Every time I see a very complex API like that,
I think that's a good idea. Between between you three, combining what you three have said, I think we can get somewhere very beautiful.
Okay, I have one question. I'm working and using GNOME for like 10 years. And the biggest problem always have been documentation, not for usual hackers, like because hackers usually find things when they have to, but the tutorial is always have been a big problem for us. I kind of agree with all ideas you have finally get into because it's not easy task. What I wanted to ask is there very concrete time plan for this? Because, you know, always these documentation ideas, they are floating around. But it would be very good to have something first version-like to be complete and then think how to improve it. Because it's usually, while we discuss these old ideas, people are waiting, people asking me how to do this in GTK or that, and I say, I just do it, I just Google it and ask, and in the end, I ask at GNOME Hackers channel in itskimpnet. So, is there any plan?
Yes, there is. There's already something, which is the second plan.
Yeah.
That's complete.
Yeah.
That was done. That was done in October last year, so it's not up to date.
But it's in usable format.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The custom widget was added more recently, and I don't think it's a great page, but at least it's something. And but for the rest, it was done last October. It's developer.gnome.org. I mean, I can give you the URL later. I don't remember it by heart, but
yeah, then maybe it an idea would be maybe it should be advertised, yeah, because it's like no one actually knows that it's finished,
yeah,
and so everyone would pass the knowledge.
One more thing, something like the second plan, between the first and the second plan,
yeah,
is already there for JavaScript, Vala, and C.
Yeah.
In maybe slightly different forms, but okay, it's already there for those languages as well.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? We have more than 10 minutes. Yes.
Where are you so I can look you in the eye? Oh, you.
It's not a question, it's just an idea, because for the people in Asia, the many Chinese, the English is not the first language. Yeah. So is there any idea with for like the Mozilla Open Backis or Kadami. So when they come to the site, they can learn something. It's like you really get one page and they pass this this code and they will get some package. I think they will push some Asian people to learn. And the second one is when you log into the, for example, Codecademy, they will show the Chinese. I think that is very important. And the website, they have a profile to download, and we can have a platform to translate the description to the traditional Chinese or our language in Asia. I think that might be good for the beginner. So I think maybe sometimes it's not difficult to start to write some code and then some from the GDK. I think maybe for some students they are hard to to see the total description to learn the tutorial. You know, we try to use the Google Hangout to have a started a tutorial with the beginner. So you know the focus, if you start a tutorial, okay, they can just focus over the, yeah, might be 20 minutes or more.
We already have the infrastructure for all of these tutorials to be translated. We just need translators to actually do the work.
Okay.
And there's also a beginner's tutorial package which can be downloaded and installed into a virtual machine where they can actually try out all these things.
Mm-hmm. So is there any baggage, you know? There's a plan, Mozilla have a plan, they call it open baggage. So when you finish some skill, they will give you a baggage to prove you have some skill like that.
We didn't have anything like that at the moment. But this is actually something we talked about at Open Help last month.
Because I think that might be helpful in Asia, because if you have a badge, the school will acknowledge you have learned something, so you don't need to learn another subject in school. So this year and last year, we do a successful thing. You know that university student in Taiwan, they must do some service, but the service they only do what? They only sweat in the school. You know, do something clean in the school. So we successful to make the principal do what? Translate open source PO file and to replace only, yeah, do something clean in the school. So yeah, so if we have a badge, yeah, something like that, so we can tell the principal they can learn something good with the open source, with the GDK, and to replace do something service in school, like the clean. Yeah,
I think sounds like a pretty good idea. We're having a BOF with the internationalization team on Tuesday morning. Would you like to join us?
Yeah, okay.
You asked for suggestions of area of focus.
Sorry?
You asked for suggestions of area of focus. I would suggest rather not areas of focus, which is like everything other than GDK. I think the docs team in the past has gotten into trouble of trying to cover too many bases, like GStreamer, Clutter, everything. I think you really need to like pick one thing and go with it, and I think that thing should obviously be GTK.
I would start on GTK and maybe and afterwards move to something else. Or since there aren't many people working on these things, and if we were 20 people, we could divide the work, we could share the load, but since there aren't many people, yes, one step at a time and get something done as soon as possible. As on, I completely agree.
The up here.
There's
a couple of areas that aren't quite exactly related to the GTK thing that I think should be mentioned a bit better than in the tutorial I was looking at previously. A couple of them are, how should you lay out your program? What folders should you have? Where should your libraries be? What file names should you be using? You should have a quick introduction of in Python the setup tools or how you're packaging it, and that your main code should be an unincluded library and all those things, because there's a lot of confusion, especially when you're just showing snippets on a code page and people copy them or paste them straight into the document, run it, and they will have a complete mess that they can never distribute to anyone. And many of those things tie into portability, maintenance, translations, and other things. All those things, all the media, and that also needs to be taught early. And I mean, there's still no good guide of setting up a C-based program of what where your files should be lying. How should you configure autoconf? No, you just copy it from Gedit, because that's the traditional way of doing things.
Yes. Thinking about a way to go around this very real problem. Okay, a good introduction to the tutorial, and but then the people that are looking for the snippet of code will land on the page without going through the whole tutorial. So maybe a note in the page saying this is a part of the tutorial, see the introduction. What do you think? Could be a. I don't know. I haven't thought about this, and I think it's a.
I think this could fit quite nicely into the idea of having a preformed application that is designed to be hacked on, because then at least you're starting out with a fully worked auto tools from something that nominally, hopefully, was designed to be a good starting point for your project, rather than just picking some random project and copying whatever they have. I think that might be a partial answer. And another thing is that, I don't know if you know, but NJuda will, if you go in and start a new project, it'll spit out a bunch of AutoTool stuff for you already.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about the main tutorial here being in Python, so that should be do the Pythonic way as well. And there's a lot of small things, and I think a separate page that should be a breakdown of a application. This is how it should be looking, and these are the reasons, not just telling you you should do this, but why are we doing this in the GNOME application world?
Yes, that's the whole point of the step-by-step. And it used to be it used to be done with the comments on the whole, on the when we used to have, or if you go now to the to the form that we have now of the tutorial, the one with the wall of code that I talked about. This was achieved or tried to achieve with one line of comment, then what we are doing, comment how we are doing, what we are going to do. This is how we do, and so on. But now it's being transformed into the step by step for better readability, basically. Sorry.
I was interested in asking you, I know just reading the minutes from the board meetings, I had seen mention of the board having contact with OpenHatch about doing beginners workshops and things like that. And I know that for the OpenHatch workshops, they do interactive coding, you know, they use CodingBat. And so I was wondering if, I know you were mentioning Code Academy, do you think it might be a good idea to see what do you know what the board was talking to OpenHatch about?
And I'm sorry.
Maybe like
yes,
working
that would
with
be a good idea.
Well.
I think that, and I was mentioning Code Academy because it was the first example that came
and
to my mind.
And it's something everyone knows
and
about.
And it's very famous. But I think that OpenHatch is also very interesting. It's a very good project. So I will ask members of the board I know very well why about that.
Any other questions, please?
My question is, do you have any plans to have an academic course material for GNOME programming?
No, not now. I mean,
let me answer that question, because I have dealt with some academic stuff. Basically, the problem is that GNOME programming is a very rapidly changing topic that is just not academic enough. It's not something that is eternal enough that will last long.
Actually, when I was telling that my way of learning is go through theory, then do the exercise, go through theory, then do the exercise. Instead of do the exercise, play around, and then derive from that the theory that you need. What I was thinking is that is a very academic way of thinking. So I think that a tutorial, if you discard the 10 minutes tutorial plays, games, and so on that we discussed before, you could easily or almost easily adapt the beginner's tutorial to an academic syllabus. But my only experience of teaching in academia was being a TA for a maths course, so, and that was some years ago. So suggestions are welcome, as usual.
More questions? Anybody? So if that's all, I would like to thank Magda for her talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much.